May, someone is missing. Do you honestly think the view in public is going to look at your outfit? Her shoulders slumped and her eyes softened. Okay, yeah, I do recall a few people I've interviewed who didn't have their teeth in or were dressed in pajama pants. But you're gorgeous. Don't butter me up. I picked up the hot cup of steaming coffee. After a nice long whiff of the fresh brew, I said, "Does he really think someone took her?" "He said she's never called in for work, never missed a day. She's always been early for meetings." Violet looked at me like I had some plausible explanation. "What?" I asked with some hesitation. "I don't know. You left Perrysburg when you were 18 with no trace. Middle of the night, jumped on a Greyhound bus, only to be seen back in Kentucky 12 years later." She had a point. "You tell me, what is in Yaley's mind to have wanted to skip town, if she did?" "I guess it would be different for everybody." I took a couple more sips and placed the cup back down on the counter. "For me, I was trying to escape my past. Every time I looked around Perrysburg, I was reminded of my family or how awful high school was. I knew I could do whatever I wanted when I became an adult. So at 18, stroke of midnight, I became the adult and took action to make my life better. But Yaley, why would she leave? I mean, there are no signs of her car, so she could have. But why?" Violet had put on her investigative reporter's thinking cap. "Her brother said she was always reliable, right?" I wanted to make sure I had the facts right. Violet confirmed with a hard nod and raised brow, encouraging me to go on with my theory. "Maybe she was tired of that life. Maybe she wanted to live a little more freeing life. But she didn't tell anyone?" Violet was having a hard time wrapping her brain around the concept I had about why Yaley left. "Trust me," I let out a long sigh. "When you want to leave the life you are living, you'll do whatever it takes to get out of town. You never know," I muttered and picked the cup back up. "She might show up in a few days or a few weeks. Maybe she'll call someone tonight if she sees your broadcast." "That's what Ted is hoping." Violet twisted her stool back around and looked out into the distance like she was thinking about what I'd said. "I just wonder who was close enough to her to know what she was thinking." Violet wasn't being too good of an investigative reporter. There was one person that immediately came to my mind, Joel Grassel.